Well, it's good to see you all. I know somebody's asked who I was. I'm Father Chris. I'm seeing you guys in a while. I'm sorry about that. Thank you, and I missed you all too. A forced absence, having to work on Sundays, no fun, huh? And so I missed you these last 2 weeks. I was able to celebrate Eucharist here on Monday, so I haven't missed things completely, but somewhere around here you change colors. I don't know. When did that happen? This week. That's right. This is the first Sunday of Advent, okay? That's why the colors changed. Now I'm on board with you. You sure say, well, I sure hope he is. So my scripture today, we're going to start in a different place. If you want to, you can go to Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, and Hebrews chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. It's okay, I'll read them for you. So we'll start there. For the joy set before him, he, Jesus, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. So it's these last two words that caught my attention and got me started with this whole word that we're going to hear today. This phrase, these last two words that you heard, lose heart. Okay? And this is the interesting thing. Now, it's translated in the New Testament Greek to be lose heart or lose confidence or whatever it is, but it also appears in the Old Testament Hebrew as well. Of course, using different words, you understand, but the meaning is the same, and it's translated both Old Testament and New Testament as losing heart. That Hebrews 12, verse 3 that you just heard, consider him who endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Okay? Losing hope. That's what it means, right? That's what we're talking about here. We don't want you to lose hope. That's what the writer of Hebrews is encouraging his readers with there. The Hebrews, that is. So, to not grow weary and to not lose heart or not lose hope. So, it's similarly used, and you know, just for an example for you, in 1 Samuel, David says to Saul, "Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight for him." Although David was little, so he probably didn't say it like that. Do you not lose heart? No. In any way, he says, do not lose heart. Those soldiers standing there facing the Philistine army should not lose hope. Okay? Let no one lose hope because of him. You see, I think that this is an important message for us today. Sometimes bad things happen in the world. People get sick. They have accidents. They become discouraged. Nations go to war. Disagreements happen. Storms come. Earthquakes happen. Strange earthquakes, right? People kill each other. Life gets hard, doesn't it? The devil seems to have been really running quite around these days, confusing communication and causing all kinds of havoc. And sometimes, through all of that, we might begin to fear that he's not coming again. You know, we see the signs that indicate that he should be coming, right? I mean, the things that we've read, and you've heard year and year after year in Advent about his coming, and yet he hasn't come. And we hear in this gospel that you just heard today, and in that his second coming is going to be as easy to read as the weather or the season of the year. Well, let's see, I wonder what season this is, you know? It's supposed to be that easy, and yet here we are. I mean, he gives us these signs to look for, you know, and they're all in all of the synoptic gospels and in Daniel as well, too. But, you know, they're kind of vague, right? I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Things like Jerusalem surrounded by armies. Well, yeah, that happens all the time. Signs in the sun and the moon and the stars. Well, we've seen a lot of that, too, haven't we? The abomination that causes desolation. Well, that happened with the Dome of the Rock, didn't it? Nations in perplexity. Well, when doesn't that happen? Right? The land shaken. Well, yeah, it's been shaken, all right. Did you see about Alaska? Incredible earthquake that they had there. Even the moon turned to blood. I've seen that happen. You know, years ago when we had those forest fires, the smoke rising caused the moon to turn to blood. On and on we could go with these things, okay? And again, many of the signs that he talks about for his second coming have happened. Why isn't he here? Why hasn't he come? And life is hard. It was cold and rainy this week. It was pretty miserable, wasn't it? And you know, my last week was Thanksgiving, so my brother-in-law was here, and he shared this wonderful little tidbit with us. You know, he said, "Well, you know, this year is going to be a low solar flare year, and so therefore, this will be a colder than usual winter." Oh boy, aren't you happy about that? Yeah, and you know, November seems to have borne that out, kind of, doesn't it? You know, I'm not asking God for a solar flare, but you know what? So. Life is hard. It gets cold and it's rainy. And do we grow weary of waiting? Yeah, I do. How about you? Weary in our faith, perhaps. It's been over 2,000 years since he was here. You know, we thought back in Y2K, we thought, well, maybe there's an outside chance he'll come. We're ready. And maybe every year since then, we've been saying the same thing. Because, you know, you've heard the prophecies, but he hasn't come. Certainly, we talked about this before and talked about this in Advent. And I think you heard from David the other week, although I wasn't here, right? That you aren't supposed to worry about trying to figure out when he will come back. You know this. You know that you can't figure it out. Even Jesus didn't know when he was here. That's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to keep on doing the Lord's work. Scripture's very clear that you aren't supposed to try and figure this out, the second coming. But yet, that doesn't stop us from becoming weary sometimes. We may even start to wonder if he'll ever come again. Well, let's see. I mean, I think he's late, and I don't know. I'm not sure. And you know why? It's because we want him to come again. We want to see Jesus, you know. He's promised wonderful things when he comes again. So why wouldn't we want to see him? I guess I have to say that I'm sure that many Christians over the centuries have had these thoughts as well, too. They've been worried about these things, or they've become weary. They've lost heart at some points. Will he ever come again? Yes, there are many signs in the news that might make you lose heart and lose hope, you know. Our world and our country is becoming more barbaric all the time. I don't use that word lightly. But this is where Advent comes in. Okay? What an opportune time for Advent to occur. Here we are. The point of Advent, the point of this season that leads us up to Christmas, yes, it's a season of preparation and expectation, but it's to remind you that he will come again. As sure as the sun rises in the morning most days, and as sure as you take air into your lungs, he will come again in great power and glory. Hallelujah. Why do I know that? Why do I say that with conviction? Because he promised it. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but, listen to this, my words will never pass away. My words will never pass away. This is Jesus who said that. And here are his words. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with great power and great glory. It was quoted by Matthew. That was quoted by Mark. That was quoted by Luke. All of the synoptic gospel writers. And then John said this, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. Jesus' own words. Jesus' promise that is repeated in all of the Gospels that he will come again. He has prepared mansions for us, right? So if we go to Matthew 24, which you heard today, you have to be ready because the Son of Man will come in an hour when you do not expect him. It wasn't today. The key word here in that, okay? So you are to be ready because the Son of Man will come in an hour when you do not expect him. The key word for you today here is the Son of Man will come. It's not that the Son of Man might come. It's not that the Son of Man perhaps will come. It's not a maybe. He will come again. Sure. Certain. Absolute. Imminent is another word. Imminent doesn't necessarily mean that he's coming today. It means that he is coming. And so, just as you can lose heart, you can take heart as well. You can renew and take on new hope. Because that's what this season is about now. Psalm 31 says, "Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord." Because our hope in the Lord is not wasted. Okay? He is here with us now. He is sending His angels all the time to fight on our behalf, to do the battles, to fight against the devil that is running through the world rampant, right? Well, it's not rampant because the angels are fighting against Him, because our God is here and because He is with us now. You see, you can be strong and take heart. Why? Because of the hope in the Lord. You hope in the Lord. The God of the universe, the King of glory, Emmanuel, God with us. The Lord will come again. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." See, we're called to renew our hope in the Lord today, here in this place. Isaiah tells us that we will be strengthened, that we will soar on wings like eagles. That's pretty. We will not grow weary. Renew your hope in the Lord today. You come forward for communion, renew your hope in the Lord today. Okay? Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." You might have even gotten to the place where you would consider giving up. Here are the Galatians again. Paul says, "Let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." So you see, given you a few scriptures here, and if these scriptures that I mentioned talk about so many times throughout the Old Testament, the Psalms, the New Testament, the Epistles, and this is just a sampling, you understand, they talk about this subject of losing heart, of giving up, of losing your hope, then it follows that the writers must have some idea that people may lose hope at times, that people may have trouble with their faith, they may not have strong hope going on. The times would be hard, that they would need encouragement. So do not lose heart. Nothing is new. The God is still with us. He is still fighting His battles. He is still in control. He is the King of glory. And Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You've heard that before. The promises of God do not change. As I said, nothing's changed. Nothing that He has promised has changed. Many of them have already come to pass. Okay, I mean, look into the Old Testament prophecies for yourself, and you'll see that they many, many have come to pass. Look up the messianic prophecies of the Old Testament, and you'll see that God is true to His word. Take heart. Don't lose heart. He will come again, brothers and sisters. That's what Advent is all about, okay? That's what Advent's about. Hallelujah. You see, this season, this whole season of Advent, you're going to be hearing about the promises of God. The promise that He would send His Son on our behalf, that His Messiah would not just lead the Hebrews, but all people into heaven, Gentiles included. The prophecies would tell us that He would die for our sins, that by His stripes we would be healed. Okay? And these things have come to pass. The prophecies of the Messiah came to pass in Jesus.
I'll take an opportunity.
He's just calling ahead before he comes.
Let's listen. I hope he leaves a voicemail. Mailbox is full. Oh no.
I have to call people from time to time, you know, on the phone, and
oh, I just hate that more and more. Mailbox is full. Well, you know, well, that's it. Well, there you go. Haven't set up a voicemail. No voicemail has been set up. Okay. Now, where was I?
It's coming again.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right.
I got that question.
And you know, he came once. He came as a baby. It was prophesied that he would come as a baby. Unto us a child is born, and the government would be on his shoulders, right? Came to pass. Check. Okay. He grew and began teaching an incredibly hopeful message, a new message of personal relationship with God that would be for all people, that none would be left out. Remember, a light to the Gentiles? Check. Okay. He gave himself up to be crucified, even though he could have gotten out of it. He could have gotten away. He wasn't forced into that. He chose it. He was tried. He was condemned. He hung on the cross and he died. And then, just as prophesied, he rose again after 3 days. He walked around and taught his disciples for 40 days. He encouraged them and he loved them. And he empowered them to share this incredibly joyful and hopeful, hopeful news to the whole world. And because of that, you sit in this little church today. Is that a miracle? Yes. Hallelujah. You sit here today because of what Jesus did. Do you believe the words of God? Do you believe his promises? Do you believe that he loves you? Do you believe he will come again? I hope you'd say yes. Actually, it's not rhetorical. Do you believe?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Take heart. Fear not, little flock. Your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. He promised us that too. That was his words. Advent is a time of hope. It's about hope. It's a wonderful time of hope. Okay? God has incredible plans for us. God is strengthening our faith this season. This is a new year, and he is strengthening our faith. This is what it's about. Yes, it's a remembrance of the first coming. We need to be reminded of the prophecies that came to pass about Messiah, a preparation for Christmas. But it's a powerful reminder to us that Jesus will come again. Jesus will come again. Back to Hebrews chapter 2:12. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, brothers and sisters, consider him who endured such opposition from sinners. He endured such opposition from sinners, more than you have, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. See, this Advent, you're to renew your hope in the Lord. Be strong in him, and he will strengthen you. And you will soar on wings like eagles. Yes, times are hard, but don't dwell on it. Don't dwell on that stuff. Pray about it, but don't dwell on it. You have a hope that the average person doesn't have. Without God, without Jesus, there is no hope. Jesus will come again. All the things promised about the first coming of the Messiah came to pass. Many of the things that he has promised during his earthly ministry came to pass. And the things that he's promised about himself will come to pass. He is coming again. Hallelujah. Take heart. It's Advent, but I'm going to say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can say it too. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes. Remember, be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Amen.